This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Harrisonburg High School junior Henry Gote is 16 and has lived in America for 6 years. Henry's dream is to play college soccer, and he's working hard at his sport, his English, and his grades in order to make that dream come true.
I was born in Honduras.
Do you remember life over there?
Yeah, I remember. It was hard. It was a hard life.
In what way? You know, we cushy Americans, we may not understand what you mean by hard.
Yeah, well, our family was kind of came from a poor part of the cities. But, I mean, it was fun because we were all worked together. And as the time passed by, it got better.
It did?
Yeah.
What made it better?
Actually, I think that the fact that your family stays together and it doesn't come apart most of the time. And we have family over here that helped, like my grandma. Unfortunately, she passed away like a year ago.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. But yeah, she helped us a lot, and she's the reason why I came here.
Did your whole family emigrate to America?
Yeah.
And when was this?
This was, well, it was different periods of time. I had cousins that came like about 95, 96.
A long time ago.
Yeah, they came before me. But in my case, I came like about 6 years ago, 2006. Yeah.
Did you speak English?
No, I didn't speak English at all. Yeah.
All right. You get off the plane, the boat?
Well, it was a plane, actually.
It was a plane?
Yeah.
Where'd you land?
It was JFK in New York.
What was that like?
And like, I get out of the plane and I see all these people and I'm like, I never seen this before, because actually, like, the airport in my country is small, not many people around. But I mean, I get off the plane and then I'm like, I just feel this different feeling, you know, big country, big cities, and yeah.
Was it scary?
Well, I was surprised. Never thought it was gonna be the way it was. You know, big skyscrapers and all this stuff that I never seen before. But I mean, it was different. It was definitely different.
Did some family meet you?
Yeah, my grandma, actually. She went to pick me up with
Were you
other
by
people.
Yourself, or did you come with your parents?
I came with my mom only. Yeah, she thought it was different. She was excited, actually. And I didn't speak no English. Like, people came to me and, you know, asked me for stuff. And I just looked at them and I was like, what? And yeah, it was a different thought.
So where was the first place you lived?
The first place I lived was Brooklyn.
Good old Brooklyn.
Good old Brooklyn.
What was your living situation like in Brooklyn?
It was good, actually. My grandma had an apartment, nice looking apartment. And what amazed me was that it was like a store in every corner. And you could just get out your door and turn right or left and then just pick a store where you could go buy something, you know. And it was amazing. And one thing that I liked, it was the Chinese food. And it was every corner also. It was like a Chinese place, and it was great.
How long were you in Brooklyn?
Brooklyn, I was about 2 years.
2 years?
Two and a half years, yeah.
Your mother's a nurse.
Yeah.
Was she working?
Yeah, she was working. She actually kind of went to school for a bit in New York, but then she was something like a home attender.
Mm-hmm.
And she it went well.
How about your English? When did that start?
My English
coming?
First year, I was in a ESL class in my school, and I thought that it wasn't helping me a lot, because I mean, I was with a whole bunch of people that also didn't speak English. So I was like, why am I in a class, you know, that I won't get any help? So then that first year I actually went to a regular class, and that helped a lot.
You just plunked yourself in.
Yeah, I just went. I mean, first of all, it was kind of a problem, because they were like, oh, he's not gonna do well, you know. But I mean, I was like, why not try, you know? So I went, and my English started kicking in the first 1.5 years. So it was good.
You left Brooklyn after 2 years.
Yeah, I went to Baltimore for like a couple months. It wasn't even a year. I lived with my aunt, and I didn't go to school there. Because, I mean, I don't know. I just didn't. And my parents were looking for jobs. But, I mean, yeah, because they didn't want to live in New York. It was too stressful.
Mm-hmm. What was stressful about it?
Actually having to move around, trains, you know.
Okay. Just living.
Yeah, living the whole movement. And they wanted a quiet place. So my uncle, who lived here in Harrisonburg, was like, you guys can come over here. So we packed our stuff and came over here. And it wasn't good for me. Well, for my parents, they liked it. But I mean, for me, it wasn't. It was like a whole change. And I had to leave my friends, my soccer academy where I was. And I had to, you know, adjust to Harrisonburg. And I guess it went well after.
How do you feel about Harrisonburg now?
Well, it's actually funner than I thought.
You got some friends.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends.
I'll bet you do. All right, let's go back. You mentioned soccer academy.
Yeah.
We're actually here to talk about soccer. What's your first memory of playing soccer?
My first memory? I think I have to go back to my country, actually. But let me think. I was actually 5. I can still remember it. And I got a brand new soccer ball from my mom. And I remember thinking, like, I just didn't know nothing about soccer. But, I mean, I kicked around, you know, and I started liking it. So, I mean, as years went by, I just stayed with my soccer ball, actually. And that soccer ball is in Honduras. Yeah, my aunt has it, and she stored it somewhere. But she has it.
You still got your first soccer ball.
Yeah.
Okay. And you come to this country, and you must get pretty serious about soccer.
Yeah, it actually got serious. I was with my dad, Jose.
Mm-hmm. Is this in Brooklyn?
Yeah, this is in Brooklyn now.
All right.
And actually, there was one day I went to the park, and I was just playing around. And in that park, there was a team called Brooklyn Patriots practicing there. And I was just kicking around, and the coach came over to my dad and was like, well, this kid has talent. Is he in any team? And my dad was like, no, he doesn't have a team, actually. And the coach came over to me and started speaking to me, and I couldn't respond back. And my dad was like, there's a problem. He doesn't speak English at all. But he knows the language of soccer, you know. So the coach was like, so we can work something out, and he can come practice with us, and we'll see if he can stay. So I was scared about it. My dad told me, and actually got mad at him. I was like, Dad, what are you doing? Like, I don't speak English. These people can be better than me. I'm scared, you know.
Were they your age?
Yeah, that was actually my age. And I went the first practice, and it was just amazing. The guys were like, whoa, like, you have so much talent. Like, where are you from? And all this stuff. And they started comparing me to other famous players.
So, do you remember anybody?
That they compare me to?
Uh-huh.
There's this one guy from my favorite team. Well, he plays here in the U.S. now, but he used to play for Arsenal. His name is Thierry Henry. Uh-huh. And he actually has my name. And they compared me to him, and I was like, well, thank you, you know. That was my first English words, actually, with them. But, yeah, and it was a fun experience.
Now, when they say you have talent, what is that? What could you do? What came natural to you?
Actually, I don't know. I think I had it in me. Like, I could take on players, and I would say that I was kind of unstoppable at that age. But, yeah, it was great experience. Tournaments. One memory that I remember is that we went to this tournament, and me and my dad got lost. And they were playing the final of that game. And everybody was asking, where's Henry? Like, we need him, you know. And my dad and I were lost. So we get there, and there's 20 minutes to the game, to the ending of the game. And they're losing 2-0, actually. And it was like, I go in and get the ball, just score. So it's like 2-1. And there's like cheering all over the place. And we're like, whoa. And then the last minute of the game, I get the ball again and score, actually. It was a lucky shot, actually. Both scored, and it was like the stoppage time. They give you like 3 minutes.
Yes.
And we're like on this little break over throwing, and then me and my friend make a display, and he's like, okay, you throw it at me, and then I pass it back, and then I go around the defense, you know, and then he actually passed it to me, and then I took on the goalkeeper, and we won that game.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, we got medals and trophies and all, I became more close to the guys. It was such a great friendship with them.
And that's probably what was hard to leave.
Yeah.
You come to Harrisonburg, you of much talent.
Yeah.
And how'd you get involved in soccer here? Where do you go to school, Henry?
Right now, I go to Harrisonburg High School.
Okay. So how'd you get involved in soccer?
Well, kind of the same thing that happened in New York. I was just kicking around, and I met Coach Nora, who she helped me a lot with soccer. And I went to a tryout with...
For the high school team?
Actually, it was SVU, Shenandoah Valley United. I went
with them.
That's
the soccer team.
The soccer team.
Okay.
And I went with them. And I tried out, and the same thing happened, just make friends really quickly. And it was great.
And do you play for Harrisonburg High?
Yeah, I play for Harrisonburg High.
Right. What position? I mean, tell me what you play.
I played midfielder.
Does that mean you score? I hate to tell you this, but I don't know much about soccer.
Well, midfielders have a tendency of not scoring a lot. They're more of passing the ball to their forwards. And yeah, that's pretty much what they do. And playing defense. Yeah.
And do you like that? Do you feel like that's your position?
Yeah, I feel like that's great for me. Well, the one thing I have to work on is defense, though, sometimes. But
And what's the challenge defensively for you?
The challenge is being fit, yeah.
Ooh.
And you have to be able to keep up with the other midfielders that are coming at you. And this season, it went well for me.
Do you train?
Yeah, I train a lot on my own with my coaches in high school. And over the years, I've learned that you have to work hard, you know. It's not like it's going to come to you. But on my own, too, with my dad. My dad is a great help, and Coach Nora also. And I train with them outside of school.
You're 16.
Yeah.
You're going to be a junior in
junior.
High school. What's going to happen after high school? What's the dream?
The dream is playing soccer. College soccer.
Playing college soccer. Where would you like to play?
Right now, I'm not sure. But I mean...
Do you follow a college team?
Actually, I like JMU soccer. I love it. And there's one guy who plays in the U.S. National League.
Mm-hmm.
His name is CJ Sapong.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a pretty big fan of him. He came from JMU.
Have you met him?
Yeah, I've met him.
You've met him?
Yeah, I have this little soccer ball that I went to a UVA game, JMU against UVA, and he signed it for me, and I got to talk to him. And yeah, it was great.
How are your grades?
Oh, my grades are awesome, actually.
Excellent.
A and B's.
A's and B's.
Yeah.
So your dream would be to go to JMU?
Yeah, if their soccer team's still doing good, I mean, that's an option.
How about Olympics? Is that a dream?
Yeah, that would be a dream.
you're ready to willing to dream anything.
Yes, that would be awesome. Any good dream that comes to mind is good.
Sometimes a dream is all that we have. We have to continue to dream. Cause once it is lost amongst other thoughts, then what really are we? What are we?
I got in touch with Henry's coach, Nora, whose full name is Nora McGuire White. And asked her to send me a note about Henry. This is what Coach Nora had to say. I've had the opportunity to know Henry since shortly after he moved to Harrisonburg from New York. Henry's always had a gift for the game, but the difference in this last year and a half is that he now understands the hard work, dedication, and maturity that he must possess to take that gift to the next level. Henry has an infectious personality and such a gift for the game that it simply makes me smile to watch him play. It is that much of a joy. With continued hard work on the field and in the classroom, the sky's the limit.